97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis. And joining me once again from the Matthews compound in southern Missouri, Bo Matthews, my partner. How are you, my friend?
Well, I've been busy installing razor wire, but I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
Things are good.
Yeah. You know, it's starting to, there's starting to be more nice days. People are getting more and more of a chance to enjoy the great outdoors. We're going to talk to Mike Marfell a little bit later on in the show, our friend, the professional fisherman, who was in a tournament at the Lake of the Ozarks last weekend. So,
his wish tournament.
Yeah. We had talked to him a few times here throughout the spring, and all of the other tournaments that he was supposed to be in had been canceled, and finally one happened. So that's a good sign.
Oh,
it's a step in the right direction.
Know that.
Yeah. So so it'd be good to hear from him about how that went, and always fun to talk fishing with Mike Marfell. Also going to talk to our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine, one of the great sponsors of this show, in the next segment, and of course joining us now as he does every day, every week, at the beginning of the show, our friend Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Aaron, can you hear me?
I can.
All right. How are you doing?
Doing good. Living the dream.
Yeah. wanted to jump right into it with you guys this week. I wanted to get some thoughts. You know, this is every week for the last 2 months, my standard question at the beginning of the show to Aaron has been, what has changed, if anything, this week? What's the latest developments? We'll get to all that, but I actually wanted to dive straight into a news story with you guys to start the show this week, and it's kind of a two-for-one news story. So earlier this week, maybe late last week, Canada, the entire country, banned all assault-style weapons. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said, quote, "Canadians need more than thoughts and prayers. You don't need an AR-15 to take down a deer. It's no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country." He went on to say that style of gun has one purpose and one purpose only, to kill the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time. He added there is no use and no place for such weapons in Canada. That's phase one of this story. I want to get both of your reactions to that statement first. Go ahead, Aaron. What about the Prime Minister's statement and new law do you find faulty, if anything?
Well, so for starters, you can modify your AR-15 to be multiple different calibers that are all suitable for hunting. The 223 is suitable for, you know, your coyote. You can take a deer with it. So that's not a huge stretch. You can put on a 300 blackout upper, or you can even go into your like 458 or your 50 or your 6 or 0.5 SPCs. And, you know, now you're getting into bigger game, like your feral hog, you know, et cetera. So the gun is what has been called before the modern sporting rifle, because you can get 10-round magazines, and now you meet all the laws that are required from all these states for conservation-wise for rifle hunting. And then the different interchangeability between calibers. You know, I was looking the other day, my friend said, forwarded me an email, and he said, hey, I could build this upper for around $300, and it was like a, I want to say it was like a 458 SOCOM, and I was like, yeah, for that, I might build one too, you know, versus buying a whole new rifle that could cost you $500, $600, $700. You can just pull two pins, put a new upper on it, have a new caliber that's on the same lower that you've already gone through the process of purchasing legally, and now you have new capability with a new caliber without having to invest a whole lot of money into a new firearm. So his whole premise of well, there's no purpose other than to kill people is just a false. Any firearm can be used for self-defense, and the AR-15 is one of those versatile firearms that can be configured in different barrel lengths and different calibers to do the purpose that you need, right? Whether that's self-defense to hunting, and it's just not hunting small game. It's hunting any game you really want.
But what do you think?
There's many firearms that have multiple, you know, capacity shells, and you know, for magazines. Is it just the fear of what it looks like? Because an AR has a pretty intimidating look, right? But you can go down to the Ford dealer and get you a hot-looking Mustang. I mean, it looks bad. It's got fat tires, all that stuff, and it's got a V6 in it.
Right.
So is it literally just the vision of seeing, as I once learned on this show before I started with you guys, was it's just furniture. It's just it's accessories. It's things like that. You can clip a laser pointer or a flashlight to that cowling that goes around the barrel. It's just so insane, because there's other guns that have multiple, you know, shells in them, 8-shot, 10-shot, 12-shot, that just, they may not look as intimidating as what an AR looks like.
Yeah, I think the point there is, and Aaron, I'd love to get your thoughts on what Bo just stated, but I think a part of that point is there's plenty of guns that are still legal in Canada that can do as much damage or more 100%. Than an AR.
Yep.
It's just that for whatever reason, that style of weapon has been deemed the boogeyman. Is that correct?
Yeah, I haven't heard the boogeyman in years, by the way. You have kids.
Kind of expand on what Bo was saying. You can go get a traditional wood stock for your AR-15.
Oh, so it wouldn't even look like what everybody has in mind when they picture
military grade.
Yeah, it'd still be the same weapon.
You can go get that traditional wood hunting stock. You could go get wood stock that, you know, you still retain your pistol grip and everything else, but it has that classic wood look. So if we're just talking wood versus plastic, well, then, you know, that's pretty shallow.
That Piper?
You can get a squirt gun that looks like an AR.
Right.
You know, an assault weapon of some kind.
I've got a paintball gun that looks like an AR-15.
Right.
And I literally, when I, you know, I play paintball, and I was like, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, 21 years old. I had guys go, I'm not playing with this dude. And they'd literally walk off, you know, and I'm just laughing because, you know, it's a paintball gun, granted it had a, you know, 20 inch or 24 inch barrel or something ridiculous on it. But, I would just kind of chuckle, you know, because they wouldn't play with me because I had a gun that looked scary.
You intimidated them. So phase two of this story is right after all this happens. The first story out of Canada that involves guns is about this poor girl, this poor woman that was dressed up like a stormtrooper. Are you guys familiar with this story?
No.
Okay, so
you find the craziest crap.
No, this was everywhere. I'm telling you, this news was everywhere.
Again, busy hanging razor wire. So go ahead.
Earlier this week, it was May the 4th, which is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Also Kent University, but go ahead.
Yes. So on Star Wars Day, all over the world, people attend, you know, expos and cosplay as different Star Wars characters. And this woman in Canada was dressed up like a stormtrooper, and she was in full stormtrooper cosplay, looked exactly like a stormtrooper, and an employee at a restaurant who, I guess she was walking down the sidewalk, this woman was, heading to wherever, she was carrying a plastic blaster that was the exact replica of a stormtrooper's blaster from Star Wars. So, come on. It's obviously not a gun. A restaurant employee saw this stormtrooper out the window on Star Wars Day, called the police, and said there was somebody with an assault rifle walking down the sidewalk. The police got there, put this woman on the ground, face down, cuffed her behind her back. And the pictures are terrible. This woman is bawling her eyes out. They make her take her stormtrooper costume off, and she's holding a plastic Star Wars blaster. And it just is the ultimate overreaction. I don't, everybody that listens to this show knows that we have the ultimate respect for law enforcement, and we have a lot of friends in law enforcement, but it will never be afraid to call out law enforcement that goes over the top. And this was completely over the top, ridiculous. The first story out of Canada after passing this new law about banning AR-15s is taking down like a 22-year-old girl dressed as a stormtrooper on Star Wars Day. Way to go, Canada.
As you're telling the story, I look it up and I see that she was actually promoting a nearby Star Wars themed restaurant. So there was a Star Wars themed restaurant nearby. So the original restaurant worker that assaulted her was probably just mad. She was pushing people away from their restaurant to go to the Star Wars themed restaurant.
None of these responding officers were like, oh, it's Star Wars Day and here's a stormtrooper. Come on now.
It's a plastic. Even if she would have been holding a plastic gun that looked like a real gun, I would cut them a little bit of slack. Right. But it was a stormtrooper's blaster. It doesn't even look like a real gun. Drives me nuts. Yeah. All right, Aaron, let's get into the traditional questions. Only got a few minutes left here with Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. What has anything changed in the last week? Is it still the same run on ammo and firearms that we have seen over the last couple months, or are things starting to calm down?
No, it's still the same song and dance. It's get the inventory we can get and roll with it. So we get about 25 or 30 guns in on a shipment, and they're sold within a day or two. So it's one of those. Again, we've got a lot of customers that have kind of keyed up to this and realized that literally every retailer that sells firearms in St. Louis is going through the same issues. They've just said, what do you got coming in? And we've got a list, obviously, of stuff we've got coming. And they're just like, okay, I'll just go ahead and buy it now. So a lot of this inventory, we say we get 25 or 30 guns. Those are the ones that are actually going to the wall for sale. That doesn't count the ones that have already been pre-purchased and we're just waiting for them to arrive to give to the consumer. So,
and I don't think it's going to slow up, guys. I don't, because now we're starting to see the weird stories, the shootings, the road rages, people are just on edge. And I think, Tony, don't you think fatigue is setting in or has already set in on so many people and their stress levels through the roof?
Yeah, I think people's patience with all of this is expiring. More and more every week that passes, you see more and more people on the streets. You see more and more people in the stores. All those crazy, measurements that we were getting reports about a couple weeks ago that were saying like the NASA said the Earth's vibration has calmed down, pollution was down. All of that is starting to come back up because people are starting to in mass move around again. I just feel like they feel like we did everything we were supposed to do and now we're ready to get back to work. Obviously not everybody. And I think that even most people that are ready to get back to work know that we need to get back to work, and that things are going to be different for a while. We still need to take precautions that we didn't used to take and all of that sort of stuff, but I think people are ready to start to get the ball rolling in that direction. Aaron, before we let you go, how can people find Southern Armory and check out everything that's happening there at the shop?
Yeah, so definitely tune in to Southern Armory's Facebook page. We've got Second Amendment, the news podcast. You can get on and find us there. We're actually going to talk about the Canada story, so that would be one of the a little bit more unpacking up there. And then
definitely check
we've
that
got
out.
A couple other podcasts that are getting ready to go up. We're just kind of waiting on the approval on the final format and our final platform for you guys to find us. And then we're rolling. But you can stop into the store, 9901 Watson Road, 1 mile east of 270 and 44, and southernarmory.com.
Southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com. Facebook.com.
Definitely keep an eye on that Facebook page. I know that I overdo it promoting the Southern Armory Facebook page, but it really is a great spot to ask Aaron questions and watch videos, cleaning guns, building guns, and just get all kinds of great information and education there on the Southern Armory Facebook page. So make sure you check it out. Aaron, thanks so much for your time, sir. We will talk to you again same time next week.
Yep, we'll see you next week.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Mike Marfell, our friend, the professional fisherman, going to be joining us a little bit later on in the show. Going to hear how he did in his tournament last weekend and check in and see what he's doing this weekend. He may be on the water as we speak. We'll find out in a few minutes. And we're going to talk to our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine when we get back. Don't go anywhere. This is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Hello and welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here. Here in studio with our producer Chad Ellis. My partner Bo Matthews joins us from his home as we continue to practice proper social distancing. Bo, you still there?
Yeah, doing great, man. How are you guys doing up there?
We're hanging in there. We're hanging in there. And very excited also now to talk to Mike McCleary from Intervine, one of the great sponsors of this show. Local family-owned business, Intervine makes the longest-lasting, brightest LED camping lanterns and flashlights and headlamps available. Backs them up with great customer service. Also, a lot of other great products like batteries there at intervine.com. And it's always great to talk to Mike. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Tony, Bo, and Chad. Always good to talk to you guys as well.
For sure. So we had a couple minutes there to talk a little bit off the air. We were kind of all bragging about our various Intervine products. And now we mentioned in that last segment that now that the weather is turning around and people are starting to get out and move around a little bit more and the parks are opening back up, you're seeing a lot of people taking advantage of the great outdoors. And I'm sure you guys are seeing that there at Intervine, as hopefully people are getting back out and about and camping and enjoying the outdoors. And if you're going to do that, having a very solid flashlight, lantern, headlamp, all of that is key parts of enjoying the great outdoors, especially if you're going to be outside at night, especially if you're going to be camping. And having a good flashlight is just always a good idea. For any reason whatsoever, for, you know, just to keep one in the car, or, you know, if you're going to be walking at night, any of that stuff. How are things going at Intervine right now?
Yeah, you know, they're going great. You know, we're one of the fortunate companies that have been able to keep operating at full, you know, functionality here during the pandemic, you know, kept all of our employees because we got plenty to do and plenty of customers to serve. As you can imagine, like you said, you know, people have definitely been getting a lot of lanterns. What we notice when the storms are hitting, we see a huge surge in lanterns, and now we're seeing exactly what you're talking about. Mm. As people are getting outside, starting to think about camping, they want to pick up a lantern and have it, you know, around the campsite or have it on their back deck and their patio. We've even kind of run out of a few things. You might have noticed some of the batteries are out, but we got plenty more on the way being shipped out this week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you know, being sold out on a few things is a good problem to have. And I was shopping on Intervine's website the other day. We were running low on AA batteries, and luckily that was one of the things that you still had. But I was perusing around some of the other spots, and yeah, there's a few products that are sold out. And I think, like I said, I think that's a good problem to have. But it's always that's definitely a good thing to remind people of. I have three kids. And everything we have runs on batteries. Their toys run on batteries. Their video games run on batteries. The remote controls for all the televisions in the house run on batteries. And being able to take advantage of some of the incredible deals at Intervine and stocking up on batteries is just as important to me as getting the flashlights and the lanterns. And so we've been talking about a couple of great offers that you have been offering the listeners of this show over the last couple of months. Could you explain those offers if they're still continuing or if there's a change in anything? Let us know. But what's the latest for offers there at Intervine?
Yeah, you know, we made a decision a while ago, you know, when this whole, you know, pandemic started, that we wanted to do something special, and we're going to continue doing it until, you know, both Illinois and Missouri, where we're located in, are fully operational. So we're going to continue running two deals here. One,
50% off everything. It's the biggest discount we've ever given. That's on Amazon. That's on our own website at Vendervine.com. So if anyone has any need for batteries, lanterns, flashlights, headlamps, now is a perfect time. You know our prices, Tony. They're already, you know, great out there, but we want to make sure your listeners get the best deals possible. And so that's why if they go to Intervine.com and use your name, Tony, as the discount code, then they can get 50% off every single product that we offer. Or if they want to use Amazon, we got a lot of great Amazon customers. You can just go to Intervine.com/Tony, and that's going to take them right to Amazon, right to a special page that Amazon set up for us, and it's going to automatically give them 50% off every single product that they buy.
It really is unbelievable. I mentioned that I just was on the website the other day to buy AA batteries, and I don't remember the exact price off the top of my head, but I want to say it was what is it? Is it 24 in the AA pack?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it was $7,
like
I think.
Yeah. Well, we had them for like $14.
Yeah.
And then now you can get it for $7 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. I use the discount code, my name, and I got 24 AA batteries for $7. I feel like I'm stealing from you. Like, it's, that is just insane to me. And anybody that needs to get batteries, and like I said, if you're anything like my house, batteries are everywhere. $7 for a 24 pack is nuts. And while you're there, pick up a great flashlight or a lantern. We were also talking about, I guess we should talk about the email deal too. So go ahead and do that.
Yeah. So another thing we want to do is make sure that, you know, anyone who wants a lantern or needs a lantern, if you want it, we're basically giving them to our listeners here for free. And so this was awesome. We started this about 30 days ago, and anyone who just sends an email to VIP@Intervine.com, we're going to give you instructions for giving you a 100% rebate on one of our lanterns. It's as simple as that. We'll show you exactly what to do. You go buy our lantern, you give us the order number, and then we will actually send you a electronic Visa gift card for the full purchase price. And that way, anyone out there who wants it, we're going to continue doing that for the end of this pandemic. Just keep doing that. And also, you know, on that note, Tony, I got a chance, like one of the best things about this business is not, you know, running our own business, the family owned business, not, you know, seeing sales go up, things like that. It's talking to our customers. And I've gotten the opportunity to talk to, I just checked before the call, 112 different listeners who went through the wow. process of getting their free lantern. Yeah, it was great, you know, getting in there and just having a chat. How you doing? How's your life going? It's one of the favorite things about this entire business is getting to know the people out there that are your customers and your listeners.
That is very cool. So, and Bo, you did it, right? You got the lantern.
I've got the lantern to my right. I got my virtual Visa gift card to my left. I haven't used it yet. Mike, I do have a question though. Have you noticed that people are, you know, discovering Intervine? So they get the free lantern offer. Are they coming back and are you seeing them buy other stuff? Because, you know, this
absolutely.
Is.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
So we're getting, you know, we've always had like the best customer service. I feel like we have, and we're now building customers for life. First off, as you can imagine, people can't believe we're doing this. And don't get me wrong, I would be concerned, like, why the heck is this guy, Mike, that I don't know, giving us a free lantern? But once they realize that, you know, that's just how we do our business here, we know that if you like the lantern, you're going to tell friends about it. You're going to tell family, and you're going to come back and buy flashlights or headlamps from us. It's just good business. It's a great way to give back, and it's a great way to grow our customer base, which we absolutely love.
Well, and
something I
go ahead, Bo.
Something I don't have is the Supernova Halo. That just looks like it's so universal, whether you're working on a car or changing a tire or, you know, getting your, you know, breakfast gear set up for a camping trip or something. But if you haven't gotten one of those, I need to get one of those because they're on sale. Do you have one? Chad,
yeah,
do you have one?
Actually, that was one of the first products that I got from Intervine. And at first, I used it as a closet light. And now, now I'm using it to work on cars, to do all type of things. And it has different settings on it, so it's pretty cool. So I definitely recommend it.
You know what I use it for is like Halloween time. I'll take about three or four of them, and I'll put them in the strobe mode, and I'll put them in the front porch, and it scares the heck out of the little kids coming to the front door.
Oh, I use the little, what's the little round lantern called? They look like little tap lights, but yeah, what are those called?
That's the halo.
Oh, that's the halo. Okay.
That's the halo.
I use those in strobe mode in my jack-o'-lanterns as the light,
yeah,
as the inside light, and put them on strobe, I use that every Halloween inside the pumpkin. So it's
convenient,
and they're magnetic, and they got a hook,
mm-hmm.
and they're rechargeable.
My son won't go to bed without it. He doesn't even turn it on in the. I think it's just like his safety blanket essentially. He will not go to bed without. And this is exactly, he's 3 years old. This is exactly what he says. I need the flashlight that daddy's friend made. That's exactly what he says.
So cool.
I need the flashlight that daddy's friend made. And he will not go to bed without it.
I hope you have the rechargeable one for him because they do have that version.
Yeah, no, we have the rechargeable one, yes. And like I said, it's always charged and he will not go to bed without it. And my daughter uses the little white lantern. What's the name of that one, Mike?
That is the Internova Junior.
Yeah, she uses that one basically as her nightlight, and that one takes. Does it take C batteries or AA batteries?
It takes little AA batteries.
AA batteries,
and it's got that glow mode, which is so cool.
And that's what she uses as her nightlight, and she never turns it off. I'll go to work. I'll get up in the morning, and go to work. It'll be on because she'll still be asleep. I'll get home and it'll still be on, and I'll finally turn it off at 7:30 at night when I get home from work. She'll turn it back on the next day, and it'll go like a week without ever changing the batteries, with not ever being turned off, with being on like 18 hours a day for a week. And it's just incredible how long they last on just one set of batteries, because he literally never turns the thing off.
It is pretty amazing.
Go ahead, Mike.
The LED lights just take so little power, and they shoot off so much brightness that these things just run forever. They don't emit any heat. The bulbs will last. They say they last like 100,000 hours. Full disclosure, I've never tested out 100,000 hours. That's a long time, but I trust what our engineers say.
I've never seen it die. I've always changed the batteries before it's all the way dead. I've seen them get dim, but I've never experienced one die. And like I said, she forgets to turn it off when she wakes up, walks out of her room, leaves it on all day. I come home at 7:30 at night, it's still on, and I've never seen one die. It's incredible. So you could go and take advantage of this 50% deal off of everything: flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, batteries, all the other products there. You can get the free lantern by sending an email to vip@intervine.com. And Mike, while we still have some time, I wanted to talk about some of the products that you are working on, because off the air, you were just telling the three of us about some really cool products that you have coming down the line. So tell us about especially that flashlight that you were just telling us about. Tell our listeners.
Yeah, so we actually have lanterns and that new flashlight on the way, Tony. So first off, you know, the rechargeable lantern that we've been out of, that's sold out right away, that's going to be back in stock here within about 30 days. It's awesome. It's also a power bank in addition to rechargeable lantern, and you can adjust the brightness, you know, as low and high as you want to. It's really cool. But we're building on to the lantern line, and we have a 1,500 rechargeable lumen lantern coming out here within the next about 45 days or so. This thing is going to be unbelievably bright, and you'll never have to put batteries in it again because it's completely rechargeable. And now the flash that you talked about, it's actually a reboot of a product that we did, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. We called it the Sentinel. Awesome flashlight. But for some reason, I don't know why, we just didn't focus on it. And so we decided right now is the time to bring this back, because it's about a foot-long flashlight. It feels like one of those old mag lights. You hold on to it, it is rock solid, made of alloyed aluminum. And this thing is rechargeable and can be used to protect yourself should ever anything happen. Like, you grab this thing, you're going out on a walk, you're heading out in the woods, whatever. You just hold on to this. The flashlight itself is 1,600 lumens. It's got that strobe mode to put in kind of, you know, any kind of attacker's face if you need to. But also, if this thing packs a wallop, just in case you, your family member, whatever, when you're going outside, you want to feel safe, this will be the flashlight to have. You'll never feel unsafe again. We'll have that ready probably in about 45 to 60 days.
And Mike, before we let you go, one more time, tell people how they can take advantage of the two amazing offers at Intervine.
Yeah, so first, to get 50% off right now, every single product that we have, they can go to intervine.com and just use your name, Tony, as the discount code. Or if you want to shop on Amazon, we have lots of people like to do that. They can go to intervine.com/Tony, and that's going to take them right to our own personal page on Amazon that they set up for us, and it's going to immediately give them a 50% discount on every product that we make. So that's how you get 50% if you want to buy that right now. Now, to take advantage of the free rebate that we have going on for our lanterns, where if you buy a lantern, you get 100% rebate in the form of a virtual Visa card, well, all you need to do is send an email to VIP@intervine.com, and then we'll automatically have the instructions sent back to you. It's going to show you how to do it. It's super simple. We tell you how to find our product on Amazon, how to buy it, and then how to give us the order number, and then give you a 100% rebate in the form of a Visa gift card.
Great stuff, Mike. Mike McCleary from Intervine, I-N-T-E-R-V-I-N-E, intervine.com. Mike, thanks again for everything that you do for the show and for the listeners. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you and see you real soon.
Yeah. We have to take another quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk to our buddy Mike Marfell, the professional fisherman. He was in a bass tournament last week. We'll talk to him about the results of that, and you never know. He may be on the water right now as we speak. We'll find out, and we'll talk to Mike about maybe getting out into the great outdoors this weekend and doing a little fishing as well. Don't forget about our podcasts on the radio.com app, among many other places, but I think the radio.com app is the best place to get our podcast. Download that app, favorite the radio station, and then you can stream the station 24/7, take advantage of the Radio Rewind, and download the podcast of this and every other show on the station. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk to professional fisherman Mike Marfell next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis, my partner Bo Matthews, practicing proper social distancing, is dialed in from the Matthews compound somewhere in southern Missouri. And here in just a moment, we're going to talk to Mike Marfell, our friend, the professional fisherman. As I mentioned, he was in a tournament last weekend, I think at the Lake of the Ozarks. We'll check in with him on how that went and see what he is up to this weekend. And then Mike's going to spend the rest of the show with us, and then he's going to stick around and continue the conversation on our podcast exclusive. Don't forget, two podcasts of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors we put out there every week, and we know a lot of you download those podcasts, and we really, really appreciate that. You can get both podcasts many places, but I think the best place to get them is the radio.com app. It's a free app. You download it, you favorite the radio station, and then you have one-stop shopping for everything. You can stream the station 24/7, you can rewind live radio with the Radio Rewind feature, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station right there on that app. We put out the show podcast, what you're hearing right now. We actually release the podcast before the show airs, so you can get the show podcast every Friday. Then, of course, the show airs on the weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays. And then on Monday, we put out the podcast exclusive, which is content and a discussion that you can only get there on the podcast. So thank you so much for downloading both of those podcasts. And if you know anybody who might be interested in the stuff that we talk about here, please share those podcasts as well. And since we are just about to talk to Mike Marfell about fishing, we're going out into the great outdoors. And anytime we talk about the great outdoors, it is brought to you by...
It is brought to you by Razorback Armory, your full-service firearm shop in DePere. They strive to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. They've been busy, and they are still open with social distancing rules, but you'll see that when you get there. Find them at RazorbackArmory.com and a half mile east of 270 on Manchester Road. Tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
Very good, and let's bring Mike Marfell into the discussion now. Mike, can you hear us?
I can hear you, Tony.
All right. Great stuff. So, yeah, I talked earlier about how you were, the last time we talked to you, you were, I think, on the water or did just been fishing that day. And it was a few weeks ago, and it was a weekend that you were supposed to be in a bass tournament. But at that point, that tournament and all the other tournaments that you were supposed to be in this spring had been canceled. But last weekend, finally one happened. And I think that's a great sign that maybe that we're starting to turn a corner. These tournaments are starting to come back online and starting to happen again. So you finally got a chance to get out in a tournament last weekend. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right. And I'm hoping, you know how we talked last time about maybe some good things will come out of this whole quarantine and pandemic. And man, they had some rules, some special rules. You had to pay online, you know, no signing up at the ramp. They put a takeoff boat out of ways from PB2 Cove. So we weren't all crowded in there. We had 169 boats, I think. So pretty big turnout, everybody itching to get out.
Yeah.
And then what was cool is, we came back in, we checked in, you know, you come in, make, you know, sure we go out in flights. So we come back in and check in, and then we put our boat on the trailer and trailered up to Petitzi, which is right there in the state park, same state park as PB2, and did a drive-through weigh-in. So actually, we got out of there faster than we normally do. When you have to tie up, walk up the hill, get a bag, come back, bag your fish, walk back up, and then worry about everybody getting their boat on the trailer and going home, you're already on the trailer. So it worked out great, and I'm hoping that maybe that'll be something that we do in the future, you know, just going forward.
Does that take away from the spectator part of it, or does that type of tournament that you were in last week?
No, not at all. Not at all. You could have – there's plenty of people that parked their cars and got some lawn chairs out and sat there and watched as we drove through. So
very cool, because I know in those bigger tournaments –
it actually gives you a chance to show off your boat and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, because in those bigger tournaments – and I've hosted some of those bigger tournaments at the weigh-in – you'll sometimes have hundreds of people there watching as these, you know, as the fishermen come up and weigh their fish, and it gives a chance for people to see the fish and, you know, see how much weight is being put in. And for, you know, for the spectators, that can be a whole lot of fun. So if that can still be a part of
it. That's what this was. You could have easily set. I mean, a lot of people were sitting there watching. And like I said, the nice part is my partner was driving the truck. I was riding the boat. I already had the fish bagged up. So it went quickly. But, you know, when it's not, you know, we were supposed to keep our distance from the MC and the Waymaster and all that. So, you know, I just handed them my bag of fish. But you could have easily stepped out of the boat on the stage real quick, weighed, had a little discussion, got back in your boat, and off you went, and the next guy comes. So I hope that that's the case going forward. It really seemed to go smooth. And a lot of eyes on them, apparently. There were some officials and stuff watching to make sure that they played by the rules. So, yeah, things went off well.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
It is kind of crazy how things. It is kind of crazy how things are changing. Businesses are trying to figure out how to, you know, redo their business. When you go to some stores, they've got arrows. You're supposed to walk on this side of the aisle or whatever. So it doesn't surprise me that the desire for the fishing tournaments is so much that they've gone through every single step. Was anybody FaceTime living this or Twitter live the weigh-in?
Facebook Live. Yep, Facebook Live. Nice. They do. Anglers in Action does that every time, and they do a great job. I mean, we had, I think, like I said, 169 boats. There was 471 bass weighed, 75 fish limits. So the fishing was good, and the top bag was 2278. And, man, I feel bad for second place because they were 2274. So they were just a few ounces, you know, tenths of an ounce out of there. So,
yeah.
And then it got really tight after that. I mean, lots of weights. We should. I mean, I went into that thinking I was going to win. I do that at every tournament. But,
right. So I want to get in.
My partner had been down there knocking their lights out, and you know, so
I want to get into the details. Yeah, I want to get into the details about the tournament because I think your story is very interesting. How literally every fish counts, and you were one not even big fish away from money, and two fish away from the top 10. And so we will, and two fish that you actually had on the line. So I want to get into some of those the details that happened to you in the tournament, so you can kind of discuss those, and also get into to some tips about this time of year and you know, fishing, as people are, as we mentioned earlier in the show, getting back outside and getting out on the lake and getting out on the water, hopefully, and doing some fishing. So in the podcast exclusive, we are going to talk about all of that stuff. But before we wrap up the show, people can also kind of live along with you and your partner as you guys go to these tournaments on YouTube. So tell people how they can actually watch your whole planning process, watch you fishing on the lake, and then also recap everything after the tournament, what went right and what went wrong. I think it's a great education and very entertaining for people that are getting into fishing, and very experienced fishermen can learn a lot as well. So how can people watch you guys on YouTube?
Tin Horse Monty, T-I-N Horse Monty. And me and him do the BFLs, and that's all been canceled till the fall. But Gabe does lots of content on his own. And if you're a co-angler wanting to get into bass fishing, he just put out an awesome video of how to be a good co-angler, what rods to bring. You don't need to bring too much stuff, because he's been a co-angler for years. And go check out his videos. And me and him will kick back up in September when those BFLs start back up.
Nice stuff.
But there's three of them up there from earlier this year. And then, yeah, he does a lot of really good content on some of the small Southern Illinois lakes.
Ten Horse Monty and Ten Like the Metal, T-I-N, Ten yep. Horse Monty
ten
on YouTube.
In a Ten Boat.
In a Ten Boat, there you go. Go and check that out on
with
YouTube.
No Flex Seal.
Flex Seal.
That was off the air. We're talking about how I Flex Seal my John Boat together every year. It's a true story, and it works.
You're the guy in the TV commercial, aren't you?
I am. I really, really am. All right, we're going to have to wrap up the show, but Mike Marfell is going to stick around for the podcast exclusive, so make sure you check that out. We'll talk about what happened in the tournament this past weekend. We'll talk about what is working and not working this time of year, as hopefully guys are getting back out on the water. So make sure you are downloading that podcast on the radio.com app, and we will continue the discussion over there. Right now, I've got to wrap this up for our producer, Chad Ellis, and my co-host, Bo Matthews. I am Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We'll see you next week.
See you, boys.
Thanks, guys. Be safe.
See ya.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis, my partner Bo Matthews, practicing proper social distancing, is dialed in from the Matthews compound somewhere in southern Missouri. And here in just a moment, we're going to talk to Mike Marfell, our friend, the professional fisherman. As I mentioned, he was in a tournament last weekend, I think at the Lake of the Ozarks. We'll check in with him on how that went and see what he is up to this weekend. And then Mike's going to spend the rest of the show with us, and then he's going to stick around and continue the conversation on our podcast exclusive. Don't forget, two podcasts of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors we put out there every week, and we know a lot of you download those podcasts, and we really, really appreciate that. You can get both podcasts many places, but I think the best place to get them is the radio.com app. It's a free app. You download it, you favorite the radio station, and then you have one-stop shopping for everything. You can stream the station 24/7, you can rewind live radio with the Radio Rewind feature, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station right there on that app. We put out the show podcast, what you're hearing right now. We actually release the podcast before the show airs, so you can get the show podcast every Friday. Then, of course, the show airs on the weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays. And then on Monday, we put out the podcast exclusive, which is content and a discussion that you can only get there on the podcast. So thank you so much for downloading both of those podcasts. And if you know anybody who might be interested in the stuff that we talk about here, please share those podcasts as well. And since we are just about to talk to Mike Marfell about fishing, we're going out into the great outdoors. And anytime we talk about the great outdoors, it is brought to you by...
It is brought to you by Razorback Armory, your full-service firearm shop in DePere. They strive to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. They've been busy, and they are still open with social distancing rules, but you'll see that when you get there. Find them at RazorbackArmory.com and a half mile east of 270 on Manchester Road. Tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
Very good, and let's bring Mike Marfell into the discussion now. Mike, can you hear us?
I can hear you, Tony.
All right. Great stuff. So, yeah, I talked earlier about how you were, the last time we talked to you, you were, I think, on the water or just been fishing that day. And it was a few weeks ago, and it was a weekend that you were supposed to be in a bass tournament. But at that point, that tournament and all the other tournaments that you were supposed to be in this spring had been canceled But last weekend, finally, one happened. And I think that's a great sign that maybe that we're starting to turn a corner. These tournaments are starting to come back online and starting to happen again. So you finally got a chance to get out in a tournament last weekend. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right. And I'm hoping, you know how we talked last time about maybe some good things will come out of this whole quarantine and pandemic. And man, they had some rules, some special rules. You had to pay online, no signing up at the ramp. They put a takeoff boat out of ways from PB2 Cove. So we weren't all crowded in there. We had 169 boats, I think. So pretty big turnout, everybody itching to get out.
Yeah.
And then what was cool is we came back in, we checked in, you come in, sure we go out in flights. So we come back in and check in. And then we put our boat on the trailer and trailered up to Petitzi, which is right there in the state park, same state park as PB2, and did a drive-through weigh-in. So actually, we got out of there faster than we normally do. When you have to tie up, walk up the hill, get a bag, come back, bag your fish, walk back up, and then worry about everybody getting their boat on the trailer and going home, you're already on the trailer. So it worked out great, and I'm hoping that maybe that'll be something that we do in the future, just going forward.
Does that take away from the spectator part of it, or does that type of tournament that you were in last week?
No, not at all. Not at all. You could have – there's plenty of people that parked their cars and got some lawn chairs out and sat there and watched as we drove through. So
very cool, because I know in those bigger tournaments –
it actually gives you a chance to show off your boat and, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because in those bigger tournaments – and I've hosted some of those bigger tournaments at the weigh-in – you'll sometimes have hundreds of people there watching as these, as the fishermen come up and weigh their fish, and it gives a chance for people to see the fish and, see how much weight is being put in. And for the spectators, that can be a whole lot of fun. So if that can still be a part of it.
Right, and that's what this was. You could have easily said, a lot of people were sitting there watching. And like I said, the nice part is my partner was driving the truck. I was riding the boat. I already had the fish bagged up. So it went quickly. But, when it's not, we were supposed to keep our distance from the MC and the Waymaster and all that. So, I just handed them my bag of fish. But you could have easily stepped out of the boat on the stage real quick, weighed, had a little discussion, got back in your boat, and off you went, and the next guy comes. So I hope that that's the case going forward. It really seemed to go smooth. And a lot of eyes on them, apparently. There were some officials and stuff watching to make sure that they played by the rules. So, things went off well.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
It is kind of crazy it is kind of crazy how things are changing. Businesses are trying to figure out how to, redo their business. When you go to some stores, they've got arrows. You're supposed to walk on this side of the aisle or whatever. So it doesn't surprise me that the desire for the fishing tournaments is so much that they've gone through every single step. Was anybody FaceTime living this or Twitter live the weigh-in?
Facebook Live. Yep, Facebook Live.
Nice.
They do. Anglers in Action does that every time, and they do a great job. We had, I think, like I said, 169 boats. There was 471 bass weighed, 75 fish limits. So the fishing was good, and the top bag was 2278. And, man, I feel bad for second place because they were 2274. So they were just a few ounces, tenths of an ounce out of there. So.
Yeah.
And then it got really tight after that. Lots of weights. We should. I went into that thinking I was going to win. I do that at every tournament. But
right. So I want to get in.
My partner had been down there knocking their lights out, and so.
I want to get into the details. I want to get into the details about the tournament because I think your story is very interesting. How literally every fish counts, and you were one not even big fish away from money, and two fish away from the top 10. And so we will, and two fish that you actually had on the line. So I want to get into some of those the details that happened to you in the tournament, so you can kind of discuss those, and also get into some tips about this time of year and fishing as people are, as we mentioned earlier in the show, getting back outside and getting out on the lake and getting out on the water, hopefully, and doing some fishing. So in the podcast exclusive, we are going to talk about all of that stuff. But before we wrap up the show, people can also kind of live along with you and your partner as you guys go to these tournaments on YouTube. So tell people how they can actually watch watch your whole planning process, watch you fishing on the lake, and then also recap everything after the tournament, what went right and what went wrong. I think it's a great education and very entertaining for people that are getting into fishing, and very experienced fishermen can learn a lot as well. So how can people watch you guys on YouTube?
Tin Horse Monty, T-I-N Horse Monty. And me and him do the BFLs, and that's all been canceled till the fall. But Gabe does lots of content on his own. And if you're a co-angler wanting to get into bass fishing, he just put out an awesome video of how to be a good co-angler, what rods to bring. You don't need to bring too much stuff, because he's been a co-angler for years. And yeah, go check out his videos. And me and him will kick back up in September when those BFLs start back up.
Nice stuff.
But there's three of them up there from earlier this year. And then, yeah, he does a lot of really good content on some of the small southern Illinois lakes.
Ten Horse Monty and Ten Like the Metal, T-I-N, Ten Horse Monty on YouTube.
In a tin boat.
In a tin boat. There you go. Go and check that out on
YouTube.
With
no flex seal.
No flex seal.
That was off the air. We're talking about how I flex seal my John boat together every year. It's a true story, and it works.
You're the guy in the TV commercial, aren't you?
I am. I really, really am. All right, we're going to have to wrap up the show, but Mike Marfell is going to stick around for the podcast exclusive, so make sure you check that out. We'll talk about what happened in the tournament this past weekend. We'll talk about what is working and not working this time of year, as hopefully guys are getting back out on the water. So make sure you are downloading that podcast on the radio.com app, and we will continue the discussion over there. Right now, I've got to wrap this up for our producer, Chad Ellis, and my co-host, Bo Matthews. I am Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We'll see you next week.
See you, boys.
Thanks, guys. Be safe.
See ya.
Get more at 971talk.com.